John S. Doyle is here with what it says in the papers.
Air, the phone company formerly known as Aircom, is the main story for three papers. The Irish Daily Mirror reports that a judge blasted the company after a court heard it had threatened its staff with disciplinary action if they handled customer complaints according to Irish law. The judge is Anthony Halpin of the District Court, and his labelling of Air as a disgrace for this warning to staff makes the Irish Times lead headline. Conor Pope writes in the Times that ComReg produced in court an air training manual which contained this warning. The manual also outlined trigger words that would allow people ringing air with complaints to have them dealt with expeditiously. Those using such phrases as "I want a supervisor" or "I want to complain" found the complaints were often not dealt with. The Irish Independent gives prominence to Air's claim that the instruction to staff to hide complaint details from customers was taken out of context. The Irish Examiner takes its lead story from an open letter to the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, signed by 21 doctors and researchers and published in the paper today. They say that cancer survival rates will decrease unless proper funding is invested in healthcare, and they demand investment for the National Cancer Strategy, first published by Mr. Harris as Minister for Health in 2017. A promise by Taoiseach Harris makes the Irish Sun's lead story. The paper reports that he has vowed that children who are on surgery waiting lists will get their much-needed ops faster. The Governor of the Central Bank, Gabriel Macleuch, has called on the government to invest urgently in health infrastructure to address the needs of the ageing population. In an interview with the Irish Daily Mail, he also said that Ireland's planning system is too slow to deliver the number of houses needed and must be reformed. And from the north, the Irish News lead story says that GPs there are struggling to the point of collapse, according to a report from the Royal College of General Practitioners, NI. The report demands urgent action to retain staff in primary care. The Examiner reports on its front page that Transport Minister Eamon Ryan yesterday confirmed plans to introduce new cameras that will automatically fine drivers who break red lights. In the Times, there's a debate about whether it is better to buy an electric car now or to wait. Michael McAleer, the paper's motoring editor, says wait. Conor Pope, consumer affairs correspondent, says buy now. SUVs, meanwhile, put pressure on our already limited city spaces, according to John Gibbons, founder of the website climatechange.ie. In The Independent. He says we should follow the French and introduce a heavy tax on high-polluting vehicles. By way of postscript to the Fianna Fáil Ardéis last weekend, the Examiner says that opinions in the party's grassroots are mixed regarding a coalition with Sinn Féin, but the party membership is much more positive about Northern Ireland's First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, than about Sinn Féin's leader, Mary Lou MacDonald. Tadhg McNally reports that one former Ogra Fianna Fáil member from Kildare, unnamed, said, "We could go into government with them," that is, Sinn Féin. "They don't have the experience of being in government. We would be able to strong-arm them."
John S. Doyle there.